Bubble warnings mount as Grantham, Goldman, and GameStop tell very different stories. Three independent voices converged on the same warning in a single week. Jeremy Grantham, whose track record includes correct calls on both the dot-com and 2007 housing bubbles, warned that an AI-led bubble could send equities down 70%. Chinese hedge funds separately warned of an AI super bubble nearing collapse. And Allianz's chief investment officer used the phrase bubble territory in describing the SpaceX bond losses. Simultaneous convergence from analysts with different geographic vantages and methodological approaches is qualitatively different from the usual single analyst bear call that markets dismiss as noise. Goldman Sachs and Bank of America are both flagging dangerously crowded positions in technology stocks, a specific technical condition in which too many institutional investors hold identical positions, creating cascade risk when any large seller moves for the exit. Goldman strategists are recommending investors shift from chip stocks to cloud stocks, a thesis that connects directly to the Broadcom MediaTek story. If chip hardware faces new competitive pressure, the picks and shovels value shifts to the software and services layer running on top of it. A convergence of major fund managers, including David Tepper, Seth Klarman, and Bill Ackman, have made Amazon their largest single holding, arguing AWS growth is being priced at a discount because Amazon's retail and logistics operations obscure the margin profile. Microsoft is heading for its worst first-half performance since the year 2000. Not a sign of operational failure, given solid Azure growth and deep enterprise AI integration through Copilot, but a reflection of valuation multiple contraction when a stock priced for perfection encounters any friction. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac present a less discussed risk. Duration gaps at both mortgage giants have widened to roughly 1 year, a technical measure of interest rate sensitivity last seen at these levels in the early 2000s, driven partly by a Trump administration directive to purchase $200 billion in mortgage-backed securities. Both entities remain in conservatorship, originally intended to be temporary since 2008, and are now accumulating the same interest rate exposure that made them fragile then. The most surreal business story of the week belongs to GameStop, which is projecting EBITDA above $600 million and reportedly pursuing an acquisition of eBay, a company with a market cap in the tens of billions. The meme stock company that saw its shares surge over 1,500% in early 2021 appears to have generated the actual cash flow to justify a serious strategic pivot, whatever the merits of the specific eBay target. IMF chief economist Pierre-Olivier Gerenchus offered the macro counterweight to deglobalization fears, observing that trade-to-GDP ratios remain solid despite tariffs and geopolitical disruption. Globalization is transformed, not dead, in his framing, with supply chains adapting along different routes rather than collapsing.